All right, so yeah, I'm really worked up about going to the gym tonight for leg day because I've not done leg day yet. This is my first leg day.
You can't skip leg day. Wow. It's very important.
I know.
You
don't, everybody says.
If you're going to become Chris Hemsworth, you cannot skip leg day.
I'm there.
It has to be even all the way through.
I am right there.
Don't be the jacked guy with teeny tiny little legs.
That's
you mean
so weird.
Bar muscles?
Yeah.
They call those bar muscles.
Like this. It's a Johnny Bravo, remember? Johnny Bravo. He's like huge on the top and then tiny little legs. Yeah.
Not skipping leg day.
No. Don't
Not
skip
skipping
them.
Leg day.
Is this part of the regimen? You have to go do the leg day one day.
3 nights a week weight training.
That's a lot.
5 days a week cardio.
So now it's been 3 weeks?
Technically, no, I was on vacation.
Oh,
so
right.
For the most part, it started a little bit before vacation, but I'm officially starting as of this week.
Okay, so you're stagnant right now then. Did you take the before pictures?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, boy.
Did you push everything out? Did you push the whole stomach out?
I do not want these things to get out.
They have to get out.
No, they'll get out once there's an after. I'm not going to put out the before until there's an after. If I put out the before, I'm just embarrassing myself.
Well,
it's not
still going to be embarrassing yourself when you put it out at the beginning.
No, he's not.
Seriously, who puts a before out before an after? I need an after to put out a before.
I've seen people, but I regret not taking more pictures before. That's my thing. So always take the pictures. Always take the pictures.
Yeah.
See, I think it's
Bergman
more
thinks
powerful.
I should send the picture
no.
to him.
I'm well, that's
no,
weird.
So we can know. It's not for me. It's just to put it off to the side so there's somebody that actually has it. It's not because we don't know that it's true. You may not have taken it.
Did you take it with
Then send it to someone else.
Wait,
I don't care. Send it to Morales.
Did you take it with the newspaper and the date?
That's how you do it. Look, but it's not as hard as you think it is. Look at me now.
No.
And then when I do the show with my shirt off, ripped and swole and shredded, then you'll be able to judge.
Do one today. You already have a pre. So this will be your official before picture with the newspaper and the date on it. And do this. And then people know, this was April 17, 2024. And then when you have your after,
this
you do
sounds
the same.
Like some crazy proof of life video.
It is proof of life. Because we don't know that you won't take a picture in 3 weeks after you've already been working out for a little while. We need the proof that
you
actually
see.
So at the
you
beginning.
Want me at my absolute dumpiest.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point,
right.
Isn't it? Before is your absolute dumpiest.
Which picture do you think I want out? I also want me at my dumpiest so that I look so much better. So trust me, I've taken my worst possible picture I've ever taken in my life.
So then why are you afraid to put it out? Because you're going to put out the good one
I'm
later on.
I'm saving it for
look at
the
what I
after.
Was.
Yeah, that's
no.
what I will do.
No,
look at what
no,
I was.
No, we need the preview. We need the preview.
I don't understand anything.
I mean, we have videos of you running around with just your boxers on. We know what you look like.
Yeah. By the way, Dodgers lost today.
Yeah, they did.
To the Nats.
3 series out of the last 4.
Landon Knack, though, really good start for him. That was a plus, making his first major league start. Meanwhile, the Lakers, of course, have advanced to the NBA playoffs. It's officially the playoffs now. Denver on Saturday night. By the way, Ireland has a wonky voice, so he's probably... Is he out for the rest of the week?
He's going to the doctor, and he's going to try and be here tomorrow, but Ramona is here tomorrow. Momo's here tomorrow, so if he does come in, it'll be a 3-man weave.
Oh, okay, so he won't put too much stress on his voice, yeah.
Momo will be here just in case.
Okay, good.
He does not make it.
So there have been a rash of pitching injuries in Major League Baseball. It's amazing how many guys have gone, and significant guys, really, really important players have gone down with elbow injuries and shoulder, especially elbow injuries, which has been the big one. And if you look at pitching injuries over the last few years, there is a significant jump once we went to the pitch clock last year.
Yes.
Significant jump once we went to the pitch clock. Now, do you believe the pitch clock is responsible for all the pitching injuries?
I think that the pitch clock might have a little bit to do with it, but I don't think it's the reason for all of this. I think that our human bodies are not meant to throw 103 miles an hour with that much movement and that much torque in your elbow.
Right.
Eventually, when you throw it over and over again, starting when you're 15, 16, 17 years old, it's going to catch up to you. And that's why younger and younger are starting to get not just one Tommy John, they're getting two. So I don't think it's the pitch clock. I think it's our bodies are not meant to do the things that we're doing.
I think there's an element of truth in that. I also think there is a legitimate argument that the pitch clock has hurt players. And I'm just going to 263 UCL surgeries in 2023. That is up from 166 in 2011. So, in other words, the pitch clock comes in, and the number of UCL injuries basically increases by 50%.
Makes sense, but also I would love to see the numbers. I know you don't have them, but I'd love to see the numbers of guys that throw 100 plus in 2011 and the guys that throw 100 plus in 2023. It makes a significant difference.
Right, but what was it about 2023 that caused the elevation? In other words, if you went from 132 in 2022 to 263 in 2023, that's an uptick of 111 procedures. I think it's hard to make the case that it's not the pitch clock.
So I think there is guys as well that also are throwing at this, and different teams are actually giving you Tommy John surgery earlier. If you feel anything in your elbow, they're giving you the Tommy John surgery to get you to get it out of the way early.
There's no question about it. I don't disagree with any of that. I mean, a lot of people say you're nothing till your first Tommy John. Some people now say you're nothing till your second Tommy John.
So that's more, and younger guys are coming in throwing 100 miles an hour, and they're coming in, they're saying, okay, let's get you your Tommy John surgery now, because you're going to need it eventually. So
I still don't understand why the jump from 2023 to 2021 to 2023.
Because
huge uptick in the number of UCL surgeries.
I'm sure the pitch clock has a little bit to do with it. I don't think it's the exact reason why, though. I truly, truly believe that teams want their guys to get the Tommy John. They're throwing too hard. They're throwing with so much more movement than I've ever seen. You've watched Dustin May. Dustin May throws some of the nastiest pitches I have ever seen, because it goes from one side of the plate to the other at the very end. It's amazing with the amount, and also RPMs are going much, much, much higher.
The spin rate
is a huge thing.
The spin rate, you can make a case that as baseball has focused on the spin rate, that the elbow injuries. That's the best take right there.
Because as you're doing that, your elbow is torquing.
Yeah.
And also, you have no muscles in that area.
Right.
So you have so you're building up your muscles in your forearm and in your bicep. That's weakening right around your elbow.
Thanks, Dr. Clapper.
You're welcome. See, it's like an orange.
Bergman vision.
If you put little holes
into the orange,
it gets weaker around the middle.
Right. Well, if you take a stack of Pringles potato chips and you put a gummy between each, that's the spine.
That's the spine. That's the elbow.
That's the elbow. Perfect. So how good are you at ad-libbing?
Not the greatest, but I can do it at times.
The entire show has been ad-libbing.
Great. I'm wonderful at it.
That's what we do. We're professional ad-libbers. So,
not to a certain extent.
So apparently, Susie Essman, who's from Curb Your Enthusiasm, was on, which show was she on? She was on late night TV. And she was talking about Bruce Springsteen, who made an appearance in the second to last episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, the final season. Listen to what Susie says about Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen is on this season, and he's hilarious.
And you know what? That was him. We did not give him lines. Nobody gave him lines. He improvised all of it. That was him.
He said that?
He said it.
He made that up.
He made it up. And then somebody told me they were at the Forum last weekend in L.A. He was performing, and people are holding signs up saying, floor, you know what.
So, to Bruce Springsteen.
So here's this man who's had 50 years of an amazing career. He's got one day on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's haunted by it. Saying floor.
That's fantastic. That's great.
And then, so when he couldn't have been sweeter. And, you know, I mean, he's an icon. And when he left that day, he comes over to me and he said, do you mind if I take a selfie with you?
Bruce Springsteen.
I was Bruce, I don't do selfies.
I'm Susie. I don't want to do this. It's unbelievable.
He couldn't have been sweeter. Loved him.
Yeah, so he invented floor blanker.
Floor blanker was amazing.
Yeah.
That was the funniest. That might have been the funniest line. It's
pretty damn funny.
Curb
pretty damn season. Funny. Now, we haven't really talked about Curb. Did you talk about Curb while I was gone?
Just for a moment. You know what happened?
What?
John Ireland.
Sounds very, very Curb-esque. Go ahead.
Yeah, on Monday, the day after the finale, I hadn't watched it yet. And John is talking with Ramona and says, like, oh, we'll start talking about the finale. And I came on there and said, please don't say anything. I have not watched it. I'm right. watching it tonight. He goes, okay, okay, I won't say anything that's going to ruin it. So it's just like the Seinfeld ending.
He did.
That is so fantastic.
That was exactly what happened.
I won't ruin it. It was just like the Seinfeld ending.
So if you saw the Seinfeld ending, you're spoiled.
Exactly.
He even told me that with the line that he said with Jerry Seinfeld, this is what it should have been.
Exactly. Now, like, here's my question. Do people generally like or dislike the finale of Curb?
Of Curb?
Yeah.
I think most people like it.
I haven't seen it.
Did most people like, Brian, did you watch it?
I actually have not seen it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we haven't.
No,
seen
I just ruined it for
I'm
you.
I'm like John. Episodes behind.
It's okay. John said it was like
John already ruined it.
John already ruined it. It's pre-ruined. Yeah, I actually thought the ending was genius. One of my favorite endings for a show of all time. It was like Larry doubling down on the bad finale from Seinfeld, saying, I'm going to do the whole thing again. Screw you.
So at the time, did you like the Seinfeld ending?
No.
You didn't.
I did not.
So, yeah, no, neither did I. I just thought it was okay. It wasn't like, oh, this is horrible.
But now that I've seen it for a second time on a different show, I'm like, no, yeah, that's
this
good.
This is really good.
It's really good.
You brought back Mocha
yeah,
Joe.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, if I was to say to you, what is your favorite Curb episode of all time?
Geez,
which is your favorite Curb episode?
So many. Oh, God, I really like the episode with the Black Swan when they're on the golf course and he kills the
Black Swan. Yeah, that's right.
It was so funny. I think Ireland has it right, though. It's the one with the woman where they have to wear the sheet.
Right, right.
To have sex.
Gina Gershon plays, yeah.
Amazing, yeah. Amazing episode.
For me, it will always be the carpool lane. Where he
with
picks
the
up the hooker and they take the carpool lane to Dodger Stadium and then they sit together at the. I mean, come on. It's so damn funny.
Do you like it better because you know it saved somebody from going to jail?
Oh, yeah. It did save somebody from going to jail.
Does that make it a better episode?
Yeah, it makes it more meaningful, I think.
To you specifically.
Do people mostly know that story or not?
I think it's on Netflix, too.
You can tell it again. We tell stories over and over
yeah,
again.
I know, but I don't want to do the Ireland thing.
Not the same story.
I never know. By the way, here's what's interesting. I never know if I'm telling a story that I've told before and people already know. I don't know that in event. Am I as guilty of it as John Ireland?
So you do it a little bit, like WNRW.
93QWRQN.
Yeah,
but had you ever heard the Dunked in Chocolate story?
I had not heard that story. But see, that's what you don't do it as much, so it's okay when you repeat. John does
many
and does it every single day sometimes. He'll tell the same story Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at times.
See, he has a... He has a big wheel of stories in his head.
Right.
And he spins the wheel and finds the right. Exactly.
So I just wonder.
Oh, it's the one about Kobe and the beers.
Do you think he?
You know,
I licked my shoe in New Orleans. Yeah,
some of them are like so. I know.
But I wonder, does he know that he's telling the story over, or he just forgets that he's told it before?
Can I be honest? I never know if I'm telling the story again.
So I think John's the same way.
Yeah,
I think
he doesn't
remember.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
When you've been doing this for 30 years, like the two of you have, and 20 years here,
right?
You're going to repeat stories.
Yes, I try to not repeat them.
You try to, but like,
sometimes
it's your life.
Yeah, it is my life. I only got so much going on. I
mean, Pepe texts me.
He
really liked the finale and he wanted you guys to know.
Oh, Pepe.
Good.
When's Pepe coming back?
He was going to come back Friday, but probably not now because they're going to be here Saturday. So probably next Thursday when game three of the series with Denver.
Focus. Yeah, he's got to
focus. I like the Whoopi-Doo one.
I have it.
Whoopi-Doo.
Whoopi-Doo
is amazing to
me. Whoopi-Doo. So hopefully we'll get some potpourri of lies action. It wasn't Ireland's game today, was it?
No, it was my game.
So, right. And still your game.
It's still my game.
Okay, good.
We can give someone else a game if they want.
When do I have a game?
I made it yesterday, actually. Emily helped me with it.
Hardest part of the job.
It
writing
really
a game for Game of Games. God, it is so, Brian, you know. Laura, you know.
You know
most
what?
Time consuming, too.
Yes. I did a NCIS/SVU game with them last week, and they're like, is there a reason why you did it? And I was like, nah, I like the show. Turns out, NCIS, 1,000 episodes within the NCIS universe.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Yeah. That was a game.
Never have. Yeah. Anybody who knows somebody who has watched NCIS?
Me. I love NCIS.
Do you love NCIS?
I love NCIS. I'm like a weird.
Even with Mark Harmon leaving?
Yeah.
Because Mark Harmon left the show.
He left, but the guy they replaced him with is so good. They are really great about replacing characters.
Okay.
That they keep you engaged.
Do you know where Mark Harmon went to college?
UCLA.
Yeah, he was a quarterback at UCLA.
You know who he's married to?
I don't.
Pam Dauber from Mork and Mindy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they've been married for years. Yeah.
That was a good show.
Still executive producer of NCIS.
And he actually is getting a spinoff. Him and the girl that played Ziva David and Tony DiNozzo are getting their own show, too.
Oh, good.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Just names. Hearing names.
Ziva David.
Hearing names. All right, coming up next, I got we'll circle back to the Lakers. Lakers win last night, advancing to the first round of the NBA playoffs. They will take on the Denver Nuggets starting on Saturday in Denver. I'm reminding you that tomorrow is another Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN. Listen all day long for your chance to win tickets to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse, the Love Earth Tour, September 29 at the Hollywood Bowl. Listen all day tomorrow for a Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN. Coming up next for you. By far, the stupidest law I've ever heard of. It's from another country, but it is stupid.
It must be stupid.
It's coming up. Hey, debt. You know, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. Here's the thing about debt. Think about it right now. Think about how much you owe. Do you realize that the whole thing is set up to trap you in debt? You see the interest rates on your credit cards? I mean, crazy high interest rates. Loans, impossible to pay off your debt. There's a brand new way out of the debt trap. It is Pivotal Debt Solutions. So Pivotal Debt Solutions, not like the old school debt relief companies that string your loan out for years. The brand new aggressive strategies that can help you end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible are from Pivotal Debt Solutions. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balance so you owe less. They will stop those threatening phone calls. No bankruptcy, no loan. They will find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's Z-A-P. Zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
What's up, people? Wednesday, and Ireland left home, or left work,
home?
Went home.
Yes.
Went home because he's having voice problems, and we got the NBA playoffs coming up starting on Saturday, so we want him to sound good. So we may or may not see him the rest of the week.
I mean, he might come back tomorrow. He says he's going to the doctor, but I would just assume it's going to be you and Momo tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Friday.
Me and Momo.
You and Momo.
As my mom says, Ramona says so many words.
Oh, boy.
She does say a lot of words.
Who do you think says more words when they're talking? Cappy or Momo?
Oh, Momo.
No, Cappy says a lot of
words. No. Momo's words per minute is so high, her WPM. These are the new analytics that I've been working with when I talk about radio. Her words per minute, her WPM, through the roof.
Through the roof. Yeah. I mean, if you ask Sedano when we get to Sedano and Cap, ask him what he thinks of Capio and his words per minute. It's going to be very, very
high. You
guys
should do a
bet. And by the way, don't miss the Waba Grill Sedano and Cap 4 p.m.
I
hour today on 710. Waba Grill. Waba Grill wants to help you make dinner time a little easier with their new Kids Eat Free program. Get a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 p.m. and all weekend long. Restrictions apply. Waba Grill. Eat smart, be healthy, and listen in the 6 p.m. hour today for the Waba Grill Pop Quiz and your chance to win Waba Grill for your entire family.
I love Waba Grill.
I love it too.
Delicious.
Would you get the tofu bowl or would you get the chicken bowl?
Chicken bowl. Yeah. I don't do tofu. I don't know who eats tofu.
Tofu's not good for men.
It's not?
No.
It has estrogen in it, maybe?
Yeah, it lowers
is that what
your
it is?
Tea. Yeah, it lowers your testosterone.
Oh, I don't need that
it lowers
either.
Your no, no.
So it tastes bad. Wait a minute. It tastes bad and it lowers your testosterone? Wow. What a what a product that
what
is.
A sell.
I got my hands
what
on
a
that.
Sell.
First of all, if you cook it the right way, it doesn't taste bad. But just saying.
Tastes like tofu's so stupid. It just tastes like whatever you put on it.
But, yes.
It's just like it's a sponge. It just sponges up whatever flavor.
So then how can you say it tastes bad? It's impossible to taste bad
if
it has no flavor.
It's squishy and not solid. And
you're saying it has no flavor and the flavor of the thing you put it in, how can it taste bad?
Because it's squishy.
That's texture. That's not taste.
That's mouthfeel. And it's also, it's got a soy taste.
You can taste the soy.
You can taste the soy.
I would like you to tell me what soy tastes like.
Another good slogan for tofu. You can taste the soy. Whoopie-doo. Yeah, I've never been a tofu guy. I don't know why it's even... Is it like vegans and stuff?
Yeah, vegans. It's a meat replacement.
I never remember. What do vegans eat and not eat? Do they eat?
They can't meat. And no meat.
No meat. No dairy.
Do they eat fish?
Yes.
No, they don't.
Do they eat eggs?
Pescatarians. No, that's from an animal. It's from a chicken.
Anything animal related, they don't do. So that's what it's tofu.
Okay, so does a pescatarian eat
fish?
Only fish.
Only fish. They don't eat chicken?
No.
Nope.
You people are so confusing.
What do you say, you people?
Well, yeah, I mean,
what do
everybody.
You mean?
I mean, the
I
world.
Know. What do you mean, you people? I eat everything.
All you vegans.
I love meat, so I was like, nah, man. It's not happening.
All right, so I found a really stupid law.
Where's it in first?
In Chechnya.
In Chechnya. I can't tell you where Chechnya is.
Have you been to the garden spot of Chechnya?
No. Is it a garden
spot? I think it's like a former Russia, Soviet
Union state. It's around Russia,
state,
right?
Yeah, it's a former Soviet
Chechnya.
Union state. Chechnya. So they've announced this innovative law. They've announced a ban on music that they consider too fast or too slow.
What?
It needs to be just right.
Minister of Culture Musa Dadayev announced, by the way, I think that's the correct pronunciation.
That actually,
it sounds really good. Yeah,
totally
sounds,
believe you.
Dadayev announced the decision to limit all musical, vocal, and choreographic compositions to a tempo ranging from 80 to 116 beats per minute. They announced this at a meeting this past Friday. The final decision was come to because... if music is too slow, it makes people depressed. And if music is too fast, it makes people anxious. Therefore, music can only be 800 to 116 beats per minute. Tell me there's a stupider law.
This is Footloose. This is the
I guess it is. It's the Chechnyan Footloose.
Right. That's exactly what it is. You are not allowed to dance. You are not allowed to have music. That's the exact way that I want it to be. This is a ridiculous law
it
in
really
all
is.
Senses.
By the way, Chechnya may still be Russia. I'm not sure.
I think they might be.
Is it?
Let me Google.
Look, if
officially
you know
Chechnya
that.
Republic, is a Republic of Russia.
7-10-3-7-10-6.
It's
Chechnya.
It's Chechnya. We had a line open.
Where is Chechnya?
Chechnya, go!
By the way, I was Googling Chechnya. It said Chechnya music ban. That's the first thing that came up.
Oh, there it is, see?
No, it's a real
thing. It's true, it's a real thing.
It's Russian Republic. Officially, the Chechen Republic is a Republic of Russia.
You know what's funny? Not too fast, not too slow. You know what music they can play in Chechnya?
What's that?
Yacht rock. Yacht rock
well,
can play in Chechnya.
Depends on the song.
Is that too fast?
Away.
No, I think that's okay.
No, that's pretty. That's pretty slow.
See, I mean, I think you're gonna get right in the sweet spot.
I don't know,
with
Baker
Yacht
Street
rock.
Is Baker Street a little bit?
Oh,
faster?
Baker Street has got a mellow vibe to it. Oh,
like,
we've just got all these things lined up. You say Baker Street immediately. Baker
Wait,
Street
let's
plays.
See if this actually works. Is Brand? What about Brandy?
No,
you
know, didn't have it.
No,
I didn't have
man.
It.
That would have been amazing.
Christopher Cross
that.
Sailing. No, didn't. Is that Sailing?
Yeah.
Oh God. Well, it's unbelievable that we have...
I got you, man.
This
come on.
We are a Yacht Rock station.
We are your official Yacht Rock station.
You know what?
Official station of Yachtly Crew, that's
I
for sure.
I love sailing the NSYNC version.
The NSYNC version? I don't even know the
NSYNC
version.
Oh, my God. It's one. So good.
Is it from now? Was it back in the day?
No, back in the day. It's not in our system, but I know Brian can pull it up. But sailing from NSYNC.
So, you know what? This is one of those stories I may have told before, but I'm going to tell it again. So, Christopher Cross, when Ireland and I were doing the morning show on Fox Sports West, and it was a big, goofy, dumb show in the 90s. Christopher Cross, we had a hodgepodge of people come in. Some of them were from entertainment. Some of them were from sports. One day, our guest was Christopher Cross.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you not told this story? I've never heard this.
Okay. Christopher Cross came in and performed. It was the morning after Mike Piazza got traded to the Miami Marlins, or I think then the Florida Marlins. So it was a very dark day.
Yeah.
Christopher Cross performed Sailing, and on a side monitor, there were highlights of Mike Piazza's career with the Dodgers. No, and Chris Crossing.
Sailing away.
That is amazing, by the way.
Brian very found funny. The NSYNC version, too.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. Did we find the NSYNC version?
By the way, Mike Piazza, not a fan.
Oh, it's because of the Vin Scully take?
Yeah. Hate it.
Yeah, that sucked. Bad take. Bad take.
Bad guy.
So this is NSYNC.
Yeah.
And this is the one with who in it? Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
I'm not Chazes. Ireland, but I'm trying to be him right
JC
now.
JC Chazet.
Chazet.
Yeah, Joey Fatone. Lance Bass.
Lance Bass.
Okay.
And Chris Kirkpatrick.
Oh, somebody's a NSYNC
fan. Oh, trust
over
there. Me. Boy bands is my thing, okay?
Like, Laura knows them all.
Did you have the poster of NSYNC all over your wall?
Listen, Justin Timberlake was on my wall, okay? Like, Boyz II Men were on my wall. Anything that had to do with boy bands, B2K was all over my wall.
Yeah.
Timberlake, by the way, have you ever seen Timberlake in concert?
Have.
Yeah, he's coming back. Great. I think he's at the Forum in May.
No.
Solo.
So
he's
did. He did a small, like, you had to win at the
I
Wiltern.
Entered. I
so
entered
did
the
I.
tickets, yeah. Wow.
I thought it was fake because I was like, nobody got no email. I had three friends that went to that. And she was like in the front row. I used to work with her at Intervision. And I was like, girl, you went? She's like, girl, I touched his hand.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
We entered to win those tickets also.
So did I.
Yeah.
Who was on your wall as a kid?
Oh, that's a good question.
Tupac.
What's so weird? Tupac.
Mine? Tupac. I had Tupac on my wall.
Yeah, no, that was Toledo, Ohio. I did not have a Tupac poster.
I had Tupac on my wall.
No. You know, it was like standard issue Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody had the Farrah Fawcett poster in that era.
Yeah. I had Kathy Ireland.
Kathy Ireland,
right above my bed, I had Kathy Ireland, and she was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
She still is gorgeous. Have you seen a picture recently? Looks
no,
good.
She looked good?
Yeah, she still looks good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah. Brian, any posters on your wall when you were growing up?
I had an Adrian Beltre poster, and then a really big one of them fat heads, Andre Ethier.
Oh,
wow. So you were all Dodgers.
All Dodgers.
All Dodgers.
Nice. All right, so we've all issued our expectations for Lakers Nuggets starting Saturday in Denver. There is one of us, actually two of us, are optimistic.
Yes.
Bergman?
Lakers in six.
Oh, boy.
Not oh, boy. Oh, yes. That's the answer. Lakers in six.
Brian Cohen?
Lakers in seven.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one better. Okay. That's a better
one. You like that one better?
Yeah. Okay. Laura?
I say Denver in six.
Oh, Laura,
I know.
Such a downer.
I
Laura
am a downer.
Is the biggest downer.
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 Okay. Now,
I'm a
Mace.
Realist, Mace.
I think it's going to be a really good series. Really fun to watch.
And
what is your pick?
What's your pick, Mace?
Say it.
Denver in six.
Yeah, see? Oh,
You're such a downer, man.
Boo this man.
Boo this man.
I mean, I'm rooting like hell for the Lakers.
Yeah, of course you are.
We are.
Like, people are down on us right now, Mace, because we said Denver.
Are they legitimately down on us?
Yeah, because they say that we are being hypocrites because we want the Lakers to win, but we're picking the other team.
There's nothing wrong with picking a team and also rooting.
I don't think so either.
There's a difference between rooting and trying to be
realistic.
Right? Analystic? Oh, I just invented a new word.
Yeah,
analystic.
You did.
I bet if I look it
up, analyzing. Analytic.
Analytic.
I don't think that's a word. I think I missed on this.
This one's not a word.
Analyst. Fuck. Yeah, that's not a word. Yeah. Just analytics.
Yeah, that's true. We definitely got to focus. All right. I'm rooting like hell for them. I hope they can. But I said it before last night's game, and they, by the way, great performance last night. They beat New Orleans down there. LeBron didn't have the best of nights, and they were able to survive it. Had Zion Williamson not gotten hurt towards the end of the game, I think the Lakers probably lose that game and wind up against Sacramento Friday night at Crypto. Instead, they win and they draw the Denver Nuggets in the first round. And I've been saying Denver is the best team in the league. I think Denver is going to win the title. I think they'll beat Boston or whoever comes from the East in the finals. And the Lakers have drawn the very, very shortest stick.
So I think you're right. This is the team to beat. There's favored to win the whole thing again. Go back to back. I don't think it's happened since the Warriors did it in, 17, 18, right, somewhere around there. But they're the type of team that's been around together and playing so well that they can do it. But if I'm going to get the Nuggets, I want them in the first round. I don't want them in the Western Conference Finals when they've been playing so well all the way through. Give me them right now and get a chance to actually get this victory.
If
so
I put you on a lie detector test,
I would say Lakers in six, and it would be
and
truth.
It would go,
nope. I truly, truly believe that they can win the series.
Laura, can you find a lie detector test?
I can Google one, yeah.
Let's get a lie detector in here. We've talked about this before.
Sure.
But I think it'd be really fun, because I don't believe you believe what you're saying.
I do believe everything that I'm
saying. I believe you don't believe what you're saying.
We can go back and forth. I believe that you believe that, but I believe that you don't believe that. I believe that I'm right.
Yeah, that made no sense.
I don't think it made any sense. Yeah. I was just trying to
None.
Say stuff.
None.
You remember that whole ad-lib thing you were talking about?
Ad-libbing, yes. It's not a skill. Good at it. You're no Springsteen. tell you what, coming up next for you, we're getting toward Game of Games. And whose game is it today?
It's my game.
Bergman's game.
My game.
You got a little sneak preview of what we're going to be looking at?
Absolutely not. I think we still have one more break before we get
yes,
to that
Yes, we
break.
Do. Okay. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm just wondering. I heard the clock doesn't matter, so.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
It's been like a year that it doesn't matter.
Last time I moved things and you got mad, so.
All right. Coming up next
I've never
for
been
you.
Mad. Ever.
Oh. Worst piece of memorabilia ever. The worst. I'll explain. Coming up next, Mason Ireland, Bergman's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
USC Associate Athletic Director Jose Eskenazi just dropped in. He was my old boss when I used to do USC football pregame.
That's right. You did it for, 4 years?
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah, eight Jeez. Years. That was a great time.
Yeah.
I was there for the middle to late Pete Carroll and then into the scattered Clay Helton.
Scattered Clay Helton. And now you're enjoying the Lincoln Riley
era. Lincoln Riley. So far, so much room to improve.
Does that mean I have to be nice to them?
Of course. Of course it is.
Okay.
Yeah, of course you do.
It's not the easiest thing.
Exactly.
For me.
Exactly.
I mean, I love them. Jose's a very nice guy.
Jose's great dude. Great dude. So I teased something. I have no idea what it was.
It was something about Laura, help us out here.
If you know what I teased, 877-710-ESPN.
I'm working on the lie detector thing, and I actually found
a few things. You found a lie detector?
So I found this thing called I Can Know.
Okay. Oh, I remember what it is, by the way.
It's $100.
Okay.
And you can customize. And it, apparently you can use your phone and it looks at the person in the eye, and based on their eyes, they tell you if they're lying or not. Like the eye movement.
Yeah. So I Googled.
I hear garbage.
I can know.
$100.
And it says, I can know I'm forgiven, that I am right with God and going to heaven. Is that the site
no.
you're talking about?
No, no. I, like ojo, I.
Oh, ojo. Got it.
Hawaii.
Now, to me, this is a really interesting proposition.
What?
You're picking the Lakers in six.
I am. Okay. You can give me the lie detector.
But I don't believe you believe it.
I don't know why you don't. Why would you not think that I do?
Because you know basketball.
Because
you know basketball.
I do. I think they're a better team, but I think that the Lakers can and will win the series. I don't know why.
But if you were on a lie detector test and I asked, who's going to win the series, Lakers or Nuggets?
I think the smart money and what was most likely going to happen is that the Nuggets win. But I truly believe the Lakers are going to win this series.
And
you're smiling, trying to get me to smile, but I'm telling you the
truth.
On
a lie detector test, do you think that would pass?
No. I do think it would pass.
I have determined that is a lie.
Okay. Well,
you're not my lie detector.
I'm a girl.
Will the Lakers win their series with the Denver Nuggets?
Yes.
Baseball.
Baseball is not the answer.
That's what I
meant.
Damn,
see,
I
you
missed
screwed
it.
Up again.
See that?
Right, you blinked. Yeah. I truly, look, you tried to get me to laugh while I said it. Yeah. I'm telling you straightforward, looking directly in your eyes, the Lakers will win
this
series.
I hope to hell you're right.
You're right.
I want to be wrong here.
I really think I'm going to be. But Momo said I was right. Ireland said I was right. It's all in there.
You found random people saying you're right.
Random people. Momo and Ireland are not people.
But I mean, there's no context to these.
Yeah, this
Brian sitting right next to you.
Greg Bergman ends up being right.
Exactly.
Greg, I think you're right.
Oh, look at those. That's two people.
Greg, I think you're right.
Greg Bergman ends up being right.
Greg, I think you're right.
Look, that's all. It just keeps coming into my ears. It's great.
Oh, boy.
Greg, I think you're right.
By the way, you teased the worst memorabilia.
Oh, worst memorabilia. So somebody. Oh, my God.
Whoopie-doo.
Somebody is auctioning off OJ's actual white Bronco.
Will that get anything?
God.
$1 million.
Who would want that? Seriously, who would want the old SUV from a double murderer?
Hey, Joan, come into my garage. Let me show you this.
Hey,
this white Bronco.
Want to see OJ's ride?
Right. Like, is it even a talking point? So what are you going to talk about?
They think they're going to get $1.5 million for this. I cannot. So far, the bidding is at. I'm trying to see if there's bidding. No bidding. They haven't released any bidding yet.
Because no one's bidding.
Maybe Al Cowlings will buy it back for old times' sake.
Right. I remember the days in 1993,
94. Juice, pull over. It's not worth it.
Wasn't that on the broadcast? Like on KNX?
That was
something?
On KNX, yeah.
Please, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it, OJ. Pull over, Juice.
I mean, that was bananas that was even happening in real life.
It's incredible. And tell you what, I hope there was suffering. All right, coming up next for you, Game of Games time. It is Bergman's
game.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Cappy's in here to play Game of Games. Cappy, what's up?
Gentlemen.
Okay. What that was?
Not even a love boat.
Got to save that for a Supercross course. Bergman, what's the game today?
All right, so Cameron Brink. Wait, Laura, you can't come in here looking at my answers.
She cheated.
We're getting -1.
-1.
So Cameron Brink was drafted by the Sparks on Monday.
Right.
Her godfather is Del Curry. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew that, but pretty random and crazy.
Yeah.
So I have a list of celebrities and who their famous godparent is.
Did you happen to see this, by the way, on Instagram?
No, Emily showed it to me.
Okay, I didn't know it either, but George showed it to me. And she grew up, Cameron Brink. Like, Steph Curry was like her big brother.
Yep.
Wow.
That's wild. I didn't know that.
Neither did I. We're like trying to get her on the show because I probably want to just like gawk all over. Did you see that dress she was wearing at the WNBA draft?
Yeah.
Oh my God, is she hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew because of Instagram.
Yeah.
Do you? Did everybody get answers from Instagram in advance of this? Like, do I have absolutely no chance because everybody saw the same Instagram post and I'm totally screwed?
No, I think this is just Cameron Brink and Del Curry.
Okay, got it.
That's it.
All right.
Sorry, it's A or B only. So that's it. Good. It's either or. So number one, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's baby Lilibet has a godparent of David Beckham or Tyler Perry. Mace?
David Beckham.
Okay, Laura?
David Beckham.
Brian?
Beckham.
And Cappy.
Just for point of information, who's Tyler Perry?
Okay, la.
Tyler Perry is the
director.
Medea.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with the crowd. Yeah. I'll go with the crowd. Beckham.
No, it's Tyler Perry.
It is Tyler Perry?
Oh,
really?
Tyler very, very Perry. Weird,
that is so random.
Well, she was an actress, so that kind of makes sense.
I thought that almost was kind of obvious because it was too weird.
That's true.
Number two, Jeremy Allen White's kids, Ezer and Dolores. Is it Sydney Sweeney or Dakota Johnson, Laura?
Dakota Johnson.
Brian?
Sydney Sweeney.
Cap?
Who's the person?
Jeremy Allen White was in The Bear.
Oh, okay. All right. I know The Bear, the movie. Was he the bear?
No.
He's it's The Bear, the TV show. Or it's Iron Claw, the movie. It's either of those two things.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. And who are my choices?
Sydney Sweeney or Dakota Johnson?
I'm going to go Dakota.
Okay. Mace.
I'm going Dakota.
It is Dakota Johnson.
Yeah. So I don't think Sydney Sweeney is old enough to be a
Dakota Johnson. Not much older.
No, she's in her 30s at least.
Is she?
Yeah.
I have no idea how old she is. So Laura, Mace, and Cap got that, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Number three, Aaron Paul's son, Ryden. Is it Brian Cranston or Evan Rachel Wood? Brian?
Wood.
Okay. Cap.
What was the person's name we're talking about? Aaron who?
Aaron Paul's son, Ryden.
Who is that?
Aaron Paul. Who's he's in Breaking
Cappy.
Bad.
Oh,
A
really?
Yeah.
Oh, what did he play in Breaking Bad?
He played, what's his name?
Jesse.
Jesse.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I don't know who people are. I mean, I know
so don't ask the question. Just pick A or B.
Well, what are my choices? No. All right, I'll take Cranston.
Mace,
I don't know who people are, Mace.
I got to say it's Cranston.
Okay, and Laura.
I'm going to go because Mace was so confident, I'm going to go with that. Cranston. Yeah,
it is Brian Cranston. I was trying to
trying to
fool you with Evan Rachel
Wood.
From
his mezcal company.
Yes, exactly, from his mezcal.
All right. Number four, Lindsay Lohan's son, Luai.
All right, I know who she is.
L-U-A-I.
Okay.
Is it Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Steph Curry? And we'll start with Cap.
Lindsay Lohan. I'll just say The Rock.
The Rock? Okay. Mm-hmm. Mace.
I'll go last because I actually know this.
Oh, you do know this?
I do know this.
Well, I'm going to go The Rock.
I'm going to go The Rock. Brian?
I'm going to go The Rock, too.
And
Steph Curry.
Laura. It is Steph Curry. Steph Curry.
That was all over Instagram.
I did not have this in my Instagram.
Neither did I. So I don't know. That's just because she's is all over Instagram.
Wait a minute. So what's the relationship there?
Yeah. Well, how did Steph wind up being
Luau's kid? Godfather.
I don't know the story behind that, but she was at a game. And it was like all over IG because I'm like, what the hell is Lindsay Lohan being so cutesy with the Currys? And they're like, oh, that's the godparent of her child.
Yeah. Yep. All right. You had the advantage of seeing it on Instagram, but go ahead. Yeah.
Number five.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Roberts' son, Rhodes. Is it Tim McGraw or Paul Rudd, Mace?
That's a good one.
I know this
Paul
one.
Rudd.
I know this one. So
you do. Laura.
I don't know this one.
I got it on IG.
And I'm going to say Tim McGraw.
Okay. Brian.
I like Paul Rudd here.
Paul Rudd and Cap.
It is Paul Rudd.
It is not Paul Rudd.
I actually didn't know that.
Right now, Laura has four, Mace has two, Cap has two, and Brian has zero.
Brian.
You're going for the Cohen.
And by the way, there's only three left.
Okay. Come on, Brian. Do it for the Cohen.
And this is the real Cohen because there's only two answers.
Correct. Yeah. No, it's impressive if you go winless here.
All right. So, and he's out, by the way. So Laura.
But he's still playing for the Cohen. Yeah.
So number six, Zoe Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz's daughter, just so you're aware.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
Is it Meryl Streep or Marissa Tomei, Laura?
I really don't know, but Tomei.
Okay. Cap.
I actually know this one. It's Meryl Streep.
Mace.
I actually know this one. It's Marissa Tomei.
And Brian.
It is Meryl Streep.
It is Marissa Tomei. Mace, did you get that one?
Yeah, I did.
Mace and Laura got that one. Cap, so Cap, you're out.
I was not dead balls accurate.
No, you're not dead balls accurate. Laura has five. Mace has three. So you have to go opposite. And Brian's alive because
he's
going for the Cohen. Actually, it's the Romo right now. You're going for the Romo. Yeah. So only two left. Number seven, Bryce Dallas Howard. Is it Henry Winkler or Joan Collins? Laura?
The first one.
Henry Winkler?
Yeah.
So you got to go Joan Collins.
I think it's Henry Winkler.
It is Henry Winkler. Yeah. So Laura wins.
Laura wins.
But we can do the last one just for fun. And no, Brian. Oh, no.
Yeah, Brian, we skip Brian.
We skip Brian.
I was going Collins there, too. So.
You were going to Collins?
Yes.
Okay,
you
so
were,
okay.
I would have missed it.
That's so sad.
he lied.
We have to do the last one just for Brian.
Do the last one.
Okay. Go Brian.
Madonna's son, Rocco. Oh, is Lord. It Sting or Bruce Springsteen? Just Brian.
Just Brian.
Bruce.
It's Sting.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Collins!
It is no longer.
And I won.
That's amazing. Do you want the tiebreaker just for fun?
Yeah. Oh, what the hell?
So Cameron Brink will make about $76,000 in the WNBA this year. It's more than that. Just a little bit, though. What was her NIL value in college, Mace? Hmm.
I'll say it was $3.75 million.
Okay, Laura?
$2.5 million.
Brian?
$1
million. And Cap?
$1 million and $1.
Brian actually wins. It's 232,000.
That's it.
Whoa, that's it. 232,000. Yeah.
Wow.
But he got a win there.
I'm so happy. I won, and it's no longer
way
the Romo.
Now, if somebody misses all the questions, it's now the full Cohen.
Could you just go back to the beginning of this game for 1 second?
Do you know any of these people?
It took me if you had 10 questions.
Yes, I had eight.
I'd say I knew three of. I knew who Madonna was.
You
want to
just go through?
Yeah. I knew who Lindsay Lohan was.
Let's go through. Let's see who you actually knew.
Okay, so I'm just gonna go through the answers.
I think Madonna would have killed this.
No, but that's not.
Do you know David Beckham?
I do, but I didn't know who Tyler Perry was. But who's the person that you asked about?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Okay,
you know who they are. Yeah. By the way, they want to be left alone.
Right, leave them alone.
Leave them alone. Sorry, I'm going to write a book about being left alone.
Yeah, like please, I leave Bronny James alone.
Her book is called Please Leave Me Alone.
I'm going to do interviews. I'm going to write books.
It's a bestseller.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Jeremy Allen White.
No idea who that is.
Did you know
who? We told you.
Right, but I didn't know who that was.
Sydney Sweeney or Dakota Johnson?
I know the name Dakota Johnson.
I can't believe you don't know who Sydney Sweeney is.
Dakota Johnson is a famous father.
Sydney Sweeney is like the it girl right now.
Yeah, let me look her up.
Yeah,
Dakota Johnson is what her father
was Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Oh, I know Don Johnson.
Yes, you know Don Johnson. You know, you didn't know who Aaron Paul was.
And who's that?
Jesse from Breaking Bad.
Oh, I thought that was the previous guy. Who's the previous guy? Who's the guy previous to that? Dakota something.
Dakota Johnson.
No, but prior to that, the question.
Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, who's that?
He was on the Bear already.
Oh, he was on the Bear? Oh, he's not Jesse.
Aaron Paul is Jesse.
Okay.
He's on the Bear.
Okay. And who's the me girl right now? The it girl?
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh yeah. You'll quickly jump on that bandwagon. Quickly. Yeah, all right, let's do some super crosstalk. Woo 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 woo. There we go. Everybody's in the house. Cappy still confused about all the names that were mentioned in the game of games. Shadano is here. Eating pistachios.
Yeah.
Shadano and pistachios.
I just want to say one thing.
Pepper's always good on everything.
Beef jerky. And tell me if I'm wrong, everybody. Circle of Trust, chime in here on Twitter. Maybe I tend to think I'm not alone. Okay, you said these names as if everybody knows.
I mean,
they are
pretty famous names.
I understand.
But I didn't know.
You also don't know anything about pop culture, though.
You're not a pop culture guy.
I don't know the names.
You don't
of
even
anybody.
Know who played Jesse on Breaking Bad.
Well, I the thing is that when you say his name, like his real name, like George and I were having this conversation.
Aaron
earlier.
Paul, right?
Aaron Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the woman's
name? I didn't
name?
Even watch Breaking
it's
Bad.
His,
I knew
it's his Mascal with Bryan Cranston. It's also Aaron Paul's Mascal.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was the other
I'm
guy.
I'm Aaron Paul with Bryan Cranston for.
I didn't know that. I thought he was just some friend of his.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know he was the guy from Jesse.
Like he's George Clooney and his friends that do the tequila?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But like George and I were having this conversation earlier today.
Casamigos, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were talking about, we had this conversation about The Sopranos. And we were talking about James Gandolfini.
Right.
And we were saying that the woman who played his wife, don't say her name yet.
Okay.
I said, oh, yeah.
Carmella.
She was Nurse Jackie. Right. Yeah,
she was Nurse Jackie.
So I was able to get the character, but I couldn't get the actress's real name. And I still don't know it. Do you know it?
Edie Falco.
Gosh,
I didn't remember.
I didn't
remember either.
Edie Falco. I don't know. That doesn't stick for me either, Edie Falco.
No, that's a name that I definitely, when you said it, I was like, oh, of course it's Edie Falco.
Yeah, Edie Falco. Yeah.
So apparently they uncovered, I couldn't find the link to it, but they uncovered an old scene.
Oh. Old scene of what?
Of Carmelo and Tony, and it had something to do with the New York Giants football draft 1 year.
No, the one that was uncovered that we're going to play on the show later is Pablo Torre.
That's right. This
who
is the
worked
one.
Worked for ESPN for many years. Before that, at Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
Uncovered the LeBron pitch video
that's
the year of the decision in 2010, and there's a bunch of celebrities, and in one of the roles of the video is Gandolfini and Edie Falco in character, as Tony Soprano and Carmelo,
really cool,
like pitching LeBron and talking about LeBron coming to New York to play for the Knicks. And what the thing that's gone viral is not necessarily just the video that it was uncovered because it was the LeBron pitch video. It's that they gave away what happened in The Sopranos when it went pitch to black.
What? They gave that away in the video?
In the video.
No.
That's the thing that's gone viral.
So really? LeBron got to know ahead of time what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, the show was over.
The show was over.
Oh, okay, okay.
Show was, yeah, it show was years over. After the show. But you're saying
too.
They revealed what they think happened.
He mentioned where they've been.
Like, hey, LeBron, over the last 2 years, we've been somewhere.
Oh, so that means they're alive. They survived the diner.
Correct. Correct. So he reveals it very matter-of-factly, talking to Carmella in the conversation that they're pitching LeBron.
Because, you know, David Chase, the creator of The Soprano, says they dead.
Well, he did.
Tony says no.
I've always thought no. I've always thought no, nobody died. This was just them sort of finding a way. They put everybody on edge, but in the end, I don't think anybody got killed in that diner.
I mean, according to this video, I saw it.
Yeah.
And he very matter-of-factly says where they've been.
Good.
I need to watch this video. You're playing it later? What time are you playing it?
I don't know. It's on the rundown.
At some point.
Yeah, hey, check the rundown.
So, Sedona, we talked about something earlier about words per minute, and I think that it's not what Mace thinks. Who has more words per minute between Momo and Scott?
Momo and Cappy.
Momo.
Really?
Yeah,
thank
I was
you.
Say, who's Scott?
It is Momo. Yeah, I don't know.
Cappy. You mean me? Oh, yeah, you.
I mean, I don't even know who I am.
You have a lot of words per minute.
Cappy is not very word efficient, but Momo, I love her to death, is way less word efficient than Cappy.
My mom says,
you got to tell Momo, hey, Momo, TV.
Yeah.
You tell Momo TV, she gets efficient.
My mom says, Ramonis says so many words.
Yeah, I've heard.
That's her review. Yes, Ramonis says so many words.
Mom, what do you think about Ramona's performance? She says she's a lot of words, huh?
A lot of words.
A lot of words.
A lot of words. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm...
All right, hold on. Just
what?
Stop. Just stop.
Don't stop.
No,
don't tell me
I'm
to stop.
Okay,
you
ready?
Stop.
All right, listen.
Stop me.
I'm very jealous of you.
Because?
Because I hear you saying how committed you are.
It's leg day.
To working out.
Oh, I did hear that.
Oh, yeah. Now, when you say leg day, what do you mean by leg day?
What are you doing on leg day?
Are you squatting?
So, here's the thing. I have got a trainer guy who trained like a bunch of
famous
superhero people.
Tell me. Let me
Christian
see if
Bale?
I know who they
Christian
are.
Christian Bale.
I know who he is.
Chris Michael
Hemsworth.
Keaton.
Oh, I know Michael good Keaton. For you.
Michael Keaton. I love Michael Keaton.
Yeah, so he trained all the Batmans, apparently. All the Batmans. So, he's got, I mean, I show
Adam
up
West?
There and he put, I don't know if he did that anymore. I show up there, he just puts me through it. Just puts me through it. I never know what's coming. He says, three sets of this. And then he stands over me, lords over me while I do it.
All right, so he's a trainer.
How much are you paying this guy?
That's exactly what I want to know.
Yeah.
Trainer to celebrities.
You're paying a lot.
You've made a commitment.
Unless he's a big Mason and Ireland fan.
And plus, you also have to remember something else, that you have to have Juan okay this expenditure.
Correct. I absolutely did.
Which means that Juan wants Mace to get ripped.
Right.
Okay?
It's like Craig's leaving.
Well, okay.
See you, Craig.
Bye, Craig.
See you, Craig.
See you, Craig.
Okay, so you now have agreed to pay this gentleman. How many times a week are you working out with him?
Five.
5 days a week?
Wow. 5 days a week, yeah.
Monday through Friday.
Hardcore.
Okay.
Three weights, right, I heard?
Three resistance, five cardios.
And he designs your diet for you.
Correct.
So he tells you, like, tonight, will he tell you what to eat tomorrow?
He there is a food thing that he has people send. They send food, and that's what you eat.
Oh, so he actually is getting you to have your meals sent to you.
Meals sent to
you. You don't have to think about it.
So meal service.
Correct.
For nothing. Okay.
Yep.
So you get the meals.
Yep.
And does he set that up, or do you just set that up and pay for it yourself?
I set that up, and we pay for it ourselves.
Okay.
Right. He tells you this is who you
have
to go to.
Here's the food you should get. And then we just go get it.
Okay,
right.
I was surprised because I would have thought that if it were me and I were your trainer, I'd upsell you.
One-stop shop.
Right, and I would make sure that I, like, whatever you're paying $20 per meal, I'm getting $50 out of that meal.
See, he works all the time with this, just throw it out there, a company called NutriFit. Jackie over there and Steve Zim work together all the time. Mm-hmm. So anytime he's doing a training or what he calls a transformation, the food always comes from NutriFit.
All right, George, listen. He's working Mace out once a day.
Whew. 5 days a week.
How long is the session? An hour?
Hour. Okay. All right. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Mm. This guy is now officially on the Mays payroll.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know if it's that bad.
Oh, no, it's It's that bad. You an hour.
I mean, you're not denying it necessarily. Right.
An hour with a trainer. Now, by the way, do you go to his place?
Go to his place.
Oh, he's got his own gym.
Gym on the west side, Culver City, a tighter U is what it's called.
Right. It'd be more if he went to him. Like if
he's not coming to my house.
You go to his place. Yep. He's got all the equipment.
How early?
6 p.m.
Oh, at night.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. 6
for
p.m.
you, that's great.
Okay. Yeah, it's perfect. All I'm awake.
So I'm going to say this. You ready?
Oh, that morale is coming.
You use his gym.
Yep.
He does all the designing of workouts, et cetera, et cetera. He designs your food.
Yes.
I'm going to say $100 minimum per workout, $500 a week, $2,000 a month. That's my guess.
More. It's got to be more.
Oh, I would say easily 150, closer to 2.
Yeah, so per month. How much per month do you think it would be?
So let's just say double Cappy.
So 4,000.
4,000 a month.
So 5,000 a month is my guess.
$5,000 a month. For how many months are you doing this?
What if I told you?
What if I told you?
It's more.
Steve is a friend of mine.
Okay.
Well, that's what I say. Maybe he's a
friend. So he's a friend, and now he's going to be doing you a favor.
Known him for years and years.
Okay, so more of your price then.
Okay.
Yeah, closer to Cappy.
Yeah. No, it's a very good, it's very affordable if you want to look like a superhero.
It's called a tighter what?
A tighter U.
Oh, a tighter U. We were trying to figure out in there what you said.
Yeah, a tighter U.
And I said I would come in and get clarity.
Yeah, a tighter U. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. How did Mason and Friends go? How did Mason and Friends go today?
Mason and Friends was Mason and Bergman.
Right.
Yeah. I think Bergman's doing a really good job. I mean, I know I'm alone on this.
We'll see what your Reddit page character says.
I know nobody's with me on this.
Penis Thumbs?
I think Bergman's done great.
I thought Penis Thumbs liked us now.
I like how people think
Thumbs likes Mace.
I don't even know.
No, he got in on me and Cappy for a little bit.
Did he?
A couple years, a year or
good
two.
Good or bad?
I don't know. I felt like he was turned for the better. Mm. I thought Penis.
Alex downstairs is keeping me informed while my other mole was gone. Apparently, they really had a wild night. They did not like that John flipped on him. So they thought that John was finally going to stand up for them and throw me off the show.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Not happening.
But you know what's brewing right now on the COT?
Oh, no.
And because I'm not doing imaging because my voice is threatened, I need to go drink NyQuil after that morning show adventure.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They're already wondering, have you brought up the trade to Lindsay Baseball? And
very
will you be
question.
Talking about that?
Oh, there's no chance.
Good question. Good question.
I mean, you were the one that brought it up.
It was
you
your
brought
idea.
It
up.
It was your idea.
It was Chris had
no, it wasn't.
Idea.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Lindsay knows it wasn't my idea.
No,
Lindsay knows.
It was Cappy's idea.
Right.
I mean, there's audio to prove it.
I'm just the one who said it on
Cappy attempted to trade Lindsay for Emily.
I didn't attempt to trade her.
You're running out of people to trade.
He offered her NIL.
NIL!
Right. There's a producer portal now here.
Producer portal!
There's a producer portal.
A transfer portal for producers.
And Emily entered the portal.
Yeah.
And I'm on the receiving end of the portal. And I thought, well, now that's interesting. Perhaps maybe we ought to consider this a little bit.
Done.
Oh,
now she wants off.
Yeah, but Travis didn't sign off on it, so now we'd have
because you know Cap. I just want to see what Cappy does.
Lynn's.
Oh boy, here
we
go.
You can take control of this. Demand a trade. Demand one.
Right, Mace, you know how that goes.
Well, he got it done.
That was my point. Thank you, Greg.
You know, Lindsay. What happened though is that when Emily came in, she said that you have an affinity for Travis. And that you would actually want to do this. That's what Emily said. Isn't that right?
She did say that you get along with Travis and sleep very well. She, I don't know if she said affinity, but I mean.
We do a lot of the same podcasts.
And you get along really, really well with Slee.
Yeah, he's my bud.
But what time is the Riz show on?
We don't want to interrupt that.
Don't interrupt.
It ends at 10.
The Riz show ends at 10?
Correct.
Oh, so then that's perfect.
There you go, perfect. You'll slide right into the other.
You could get done listening to Riz.
I was actually just talking to Craig Carmazan about it.
Yeah.
How much I love it.
Yeah, she talked to me about it earlier today, too.
Is there something going on between you two kids? Is there
no, they get along great. It seems like
discord
it.
Discord between you two?
I don't know that I would call it a discord.
I think it's discord.
By the way, the COT was not thrilled. I mean, there was a lot of action in a lot of directions about said trade that you proposed.
Well, it's kind of like when you scramble the Reddit brains, when you scramble the COT brains, because they complain a lot about Lindsay, but then there the possibility
they,
of they Emily.
Also, they didn't like Emily either.
With the Taylor Swift, so their brains get scrambled.
The T-Swift, I'm curious.
I've learned that the internet, our fine audience on the internet, they complain a lot.
Well, they complain about everything, which is good because they feel ownership of things.
Yeah, they care.
But I will tell you, the two star members, and this isn't a shock, is the General Crypto Ray.
He's great.
And Casper Villa. They don't complain about anything.
They don't. They're
great. They just love the fact that.
And they try to create solutions of anything.
And they create content now. Right. They create content around our
show. Two guys, one pod.
Yeah. Two guys, one pod. Legitimately about coming to our events.
Yes. Right. Well, it's about the station.
Have we listened to it?
I have.
I got to find it.
You know that they actually do the podcast from the Sunset Room.
Yep.
Macy's never been to the Sunset Room.
I've never been invited to the Sunset Room.
What are you talking about? Would you ever do the Sunset Room?
100% true. Never been invited to the Sunset Room.
After the softball game. We all went to the Sunset. Never
told me about
it. We got down and dirty.
Greg was dancing.
I did dance afterwards.
You should start a podcast with your trainer. Two boys, one gym.
Two boys, one gym.
I'd listen to that.
Yeah. Well, I want to listen to two dudes, one pod.
Two dudes, one pod.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna listen to that on my way.
Awesome.
No, actually, I'm gonna listen to you guys. I want to hear the fireworks between Cap.
When you want to hear about the Gandolfini thing,
Shedano
and
the Gandolfini thing. Why should there be fireworks between Shedano and Lindsay? Listen, it's my favorite part of the show.
Wait, you want us to fight because you think
George,
we fight good?
We fight all the time.
Yeah,
and it's great.
It's my favorite part of the show.
We fight on the air, but Cappy is like behind the scenes. It's like he doesn't like me when I say like, I don't know, I don't like that idea. You know, like that's
vetoing a lot of your ideas.
Here's how it goes.
Similar situation.
I have a great idea that I know would be really awesome.
Right.
Lindsay, let's do this. Is that your idea, Cap? Yeah, it's my idea. Oh, then no. Forget it. No.
Now, I will say this. No. There was a good line yesterday morning around 6:15 in the hallway when Cap comes up to Greg and I, and he's like, hey, guys, so we're going to do this morning roll call. I said, yeah, it's going to be fun. We have a drop. It'll be great. Okay, so I got this piece of music. I just want you guys to hear it. I think it would really work. I'm like, if you want to use it, we can use it. I go, we're not Lindsay. We'll say yes.
By the way,
I had to oversell it.
It's like trying to sell a piece of music to us.
Yeah. I love being on the other side of this. I'm usually the one over there getting all this coming at me.
Yeah.
Right. It's really nice being on the other side.
You'll be back there tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're not sticking around here this long.
Don't get comfortable.
But let me say this.
Don't buy a house.
You got to stay right.
Most likely in 2026, he'll be in this room.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the.
I don't think anyone's coming at anyone, Greg. I feel like we just, you know, what's the word? We're workshopping it. We're workshopping the things on the air.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. See, with me, they're coming at me. That's the difference.
No. That's just your perception. They're coming at everybody all the time. You just have to be ready to dodge.
You got to be like the Matrix. You got to dodge the bullets.
Dodge the bullets. Because
when Sedano's doing national 1 to 4 p.m., Cappy and company in the afternoon will probably involve
Sedano, you're doing national 1 to 4 p.m.?
That's been the talk around ESPN for a long time.
But by the way, Mason will be in the morning. Be Mason in the morning.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mason in the morning.
Is John retiring and I didn't know?
I don't think John's going to want to continue in this nonsense much longer.
I think John,
that's his choice, not our choice.
I think the wick on that candle is getting pretty short now.
Oh, really?
I
know.
Let's cut that up in the open.
Really?
Let's cut that up.
John's wick is getting short.
His wick is getting short.
I want his wick. I want both your wicks to go another 25 years.
Yeah, trust me, my wick will be here.
Oh no, I know your wick's pretty strong.
Mason in the morning.
Mason in the morning.
No,
you're not waking
up in the morning.
Hell yes, I love. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
How long before Greg is starting the show?
4:14 in the morning.
Right. Oh no, well,
he's not showing up.
Greg's gonna do the afternoon. We got to get a morning guy, a real producer for that.
Oh, taking a shot.
Now you're taking the shot.
Well, we got to throw them around.
Sure, it's fine. I'm not a real producer anymore. That's why Laura's here.
That's why in 2026 he's talented.
I'm not.
Well, I would love to be here all day long, but unfortunately,
it's time to go.
I've got to go pump iron.
All I want to say is one thing.
Yeah.
I want the diet from this guy, okay?
I'll send it to you.
He wants it for free. No, because you're paying for it.
Right.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
If you send me the diet and you tell me everything you're eating, and I will eat the exact same thing because there's no way on this earth of ours that I am allowing you to get ripped and lean and me still stay fat. Okay.
Not fat.
No, but I'm not going to let
nobody here is fat.
No, I'm fat.
Just say, Morales. But I'm not. None of the talent.
I'm open about
just
that.
Say none yes. of the talent is fat.
If you want to leave, just say yes.
I'm not letting you get lean and mean and me be fat.
Okay.
See you tomorrow 7:10 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.